This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week, 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, be joined by Mark Zuckerman at the bottom of the hour coming up at 1:30. Get his thoughts on the moves with Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Until then, feel free to hop in again at 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Glenn, who is in Sterling. Glenn, what's going on?
Well, I just had a few thoughts. One, I'm actually happy for Davey Martinez that he doesn't be tortured by these conferences that he has to give before and after every game. My God, I felt sorry for the guy. I really did. But he wasn't a very good manager. Now, Rizzo, I think the thing that annoys me most about Rizzo is that he basically covered up for the learners all these years. All of his talk about he had resources, he could basically do what he wanted. If he went to them, he had the resources. It all got blown up with that interview on the Junkies the other week, where he basically mumbled and fumbled and bumbled his way through an answer as to why we did not have that equipment.
Well, real quick, Glenn, what would you have liked him to do?
Admit why he couldn't get it, because the funds weren't there.
Well, then he would have lost his job a lot sooner.
He lost his job then.
Well, he lost it anyway, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he might as well have gone out fighting. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say now, except it would
cost him a future job. He can't do that because he probably wouldn't get another job if he go out bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because
one thing about owners, they stick together.
That's part of the gig. Exactly. Unfortunately, for a general manager, is you are working very closely with the owner of the team, and even if the owner is not granting your wishes, you have to act as if everything is great.
That I understand, but the fact is his contract had to be renewed every other year. If he didn't like what he was working under, the conditions, he could have left. Everybody says he'll be hired tomorrow. Obviously, getting a job isn't going to be a problem. So he had options. He could have left if he didn't like the situation. But he continued with that line that he had the resources. And he didn't. He did not have the resources. And it's all come out now. So why should I have any confidence? I feel like all my optimism has been sucked out of me. And everybody used to tease me because of my optimism. But I don't have it anymore. Something's got to be shown to me, and I don't know what they got to show. Hiring LaCroix? I mean, what kind of person wants to come in and work for a family that's committed to not spending any money?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of success could they have?
That's a good point. Appreciate it, Glenn.
Hi, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Thank you.
Part of his frustration, I get his frustration, but my frustration there is not with Rizzo. My frustration then goes back to ownership again.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just think people have to realize when you're in those positions, you know, like a lot of positions in this world, a manager, a GM, you know, the person that's the foreman at any regular job, when you ask them a question and they know the answer will get them fired, they're going to say the positive thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is political to a certain point. You're not going to just say, if we had a competent owner, we'll be okay. You'll be fired the next day. You try your best to carry it over to the next day, make sure that owner understands that this guy here, he's a team player. You know, I love when people call in and say, you should have done this. I bet you there was a point in time they were asked a question about their boss, and they told the more political answer instead of telling the truth.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you that behind closed doors, Mike Rizzo wasn't going, I'm actually given all the resources that I need. No, he's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone can see that he's not.
Yep.
So it's frustrating, but I don't blame Rizzo on that one. There's plenty of stuff that you can blame Rizzo on. There's plenty of stuff you can give credit for Rizzo on. That's one of the things, though, that I would not be blaming
him for. You know who gives you the 100% truth on everything? The person who already knows he's fired, already know he's leaving. You know what I'm saying? This is how it goes. And even the one that knows he's leaving will still do it because the other person that's hiring you is watching.
Yeah.
You know?
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Carlos in Severna Park. Carlos, what's going on, man?
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
so I heard your take. You know, who is the worst sports owner now? And, you know, first of all, to Dave Martinez and Rizzo, the door's open at Camden Yards, all right? We need people. I as an O's fan, I love these two people of what they did with the World Series and all. We're not the learners. We just got rid of a bad owner. The door's open at Camden Yards. That being said, the worst owner, in my opinion, I don't think it's the learners. And I know, Beamish, you know me. I love the Commanders. I love football. I love hockey. But I think soccer is the best sport in the world. I think the worst owner in D.C. right now is the D.C. United owner, Jason Levin. Does not spend any money. This team went down to the worst crap hole you can imagine in the soccer world, especially in the DMV. We won the 3 out of the first MLS Cups. We won 4 MLS Cups. Doesn't care about the money. Doesn't care. I'm sorry to divert the conversation from baseball to this one, but in my opinion, the worst owner in D.C. sports right now is the D.C. United owner. Sell the team. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Los. You know the irony of all this? He's talking about the O's.
Mm-hmm.
The irony in this is that I think that the O's could use Mike Rizzo, and that I think the Nationals could use Mike Elias, the O's general manager.
Mm.
Because what they need is, you think about with the Orioles, they have the young talent with Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday, Adley Rutschman, but they need someone that's willing to go out there and spend the big bucks to go get free agents and make some shrewd trades to improve the ball club in a win-now sort of moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a general manager that's not great at that, but he's been really good at drafting and developing talent.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I think if you flip the two, you might be in a good spot.
Yeah,
it's
but
an
if
interesting...
he goes to those and win, people down here won't be happy.
No, they won't.
I guarantee
no,
you.
No, I mean, it'll just add more to that rivalry.
Even ones
between the two.
They are. He should have been, okay, yeah. You wouldn't be happy if he goes to those and win. I promise you that.
Back to the question that we were asking and teased going into this segment, though. Are the learners now the worst owners in D.C. sports? If we stick to the major four, which coincidentally there's only three owners then, it's either Ted Leonsis, the Harris Ownership Group, or...
You basically have to say yes.
The learners. I think you do. And so we have 374 votes on the poll right now. 87.4% say yes, 12.6% say no. And I think you have to say yes because...
Okay, so the 12.6% that says no... Who do you think is then?
I don't know that there's a single person that would say the Harris Ownership Group is.
Okay, but they think Ted is worse?
I think.
No, he's trying to buy the other team to change that one too.
And I can have a conversation about Ted. It's interesting because I don't know that I have an issue with Ted, the hockey owner, as much as, you know, maybe you have issues with Ted, the basketball owner. And frankly, right now, Ted, the basketball owner, I don't have as much of an issue with right now because he finally brought in a competent front office that's doing their job correctly.
I'm with that.
So I don't have an issue with Ted really right now. And you look at the learners and they're in a bad spot with this baseball team right now where I think a lot of fans have gotten to the point where they're apathetic about the Nationals. And that is the worst thing that you can have as a fan base for a team.
I give you
apathy.
A simple way of figuring it out. Who do we discuss more on a sports radio station that's all about players performing for the most part or players not performing, wins and losses? We talk about which owner the most. Talk about the Nets owners the most, right?
100%, not even close.
That will tell you your answer.
Yeah, and if we do
and we're not talking about them for doing something great. We're not talking about them for spending money and doing everything necessary. We're talking about them because they're not doing the thing that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and even though we do talk a lot about the Harris ownership group, but I think maybe one or two things ever have been negative about them, if at all, right? It's very, very minimal. So I think 100% sure that it's got to be the
worst. We're talking about them when they bought the team. We talk about them when, you know, they seem to let people do what they want. They are fixing things that weren't fixed. It's like it's always about they are doing football things, and you say, oh, look what they just did for their team. That's for the most part. I haven't seen a negative yet. You know, I hear we talk more about Adam Peters, who you're supposed to talk about, the GM who's getting the players in here and things like that, not necessarily the ownership.
Yeah, and we talk about them a little bit with, like, the stadium stuff, but regardless, like, that's stuff that they're trying to get accomplished.
That's because they're trying to do something
exactly.
Very positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
800-636-1067, continuing to talk about Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. We spent most of the day talking about Rizzo because I think that when you look at the two moves made together, Rizzo is really the only one that you could make a serious argument that they maybe should have kept. But I do want to talk about Davey Martinez because I think he was good for the team the last couple of seasons, but I think his message had kind of run stale this year where I thought that the continuity with some of the young guys was important, with the James Wood, with the Dylan Cruz, with some of those guys as they were coming up through the minor league system and then joining the big league ball club. And his message of positivity, which has always been his calling card. Because to me, from his time when he was hired in 2018 to take over, I haven't really been on board with many of his managerial in-game decisions ever. Even in 2019, I didn't necessarily think he was the best. It's weird for me, B. Mitch, because I've kind of always hated how he managed the bullpen and some of these things. And then in the 2019 postseason, I'm not sure you could have picked another manager in the history of baseball to come in and manage that postseason better than Davey did, the way that he managed that pen. But I thought he did a fantastic job then, but there were too many consistent issues year in, year out, where it felt like the coaching just wasn't getting there, where it's constantly base-running problems. It's constantly the same sort of message for guys, and you just weren't seeing serious improvement. And I think part of the issue, and you talk about this with Rizzo to Davey, I think Davey to his coaching staff is the same way, where Rizzo kind of attached himself to Davey saying, I'm not going to fire Davey. And maybe that's part of the reason that they're both gone. But I think Davey ran into the problem that he was very comfortable with Jim Hickey. He was very comfortable with Darnell Coles when maybe if they make changes to those sorts of areas and you see improvements, maybe these guys are still in their jobs. But I think the idea there of what we were talking about, the comfortability, kind of ended up being the downfall. And frankly, these guys had a long run here.
Yeah. The fact that we kept seeing the same issues and they weren't corrected tells me that the accountability factor wasn't there. So if Rizzo is not holding Davey accountable, so Davey's not holding his coaches accountable, the coaches aren't holding the players accountable. So you see it all coming down. And if I'm not given the resources or the wherewithal to go get players that I know could just get it done, like 2019, like you said, they had a bunch of self-starters. A bunch of self-made dudes. A bunch of guys that you know are going to get it done no matter what the hell the manager said. Now you have young guys who need to be constantly reminded, constantly told, till they get it. That obviously was not happening. And I think ultimately at the end, a guy that doesn't hold you accountable, then a guy blames you. Kind of hard to completely trust that guy.
That's the thing that always baffles me is they had an easy off-ramp with Davey Martinez. You had an easy one. You lost 11 straight games, and in the middle of it, your manager said it's never coaching, and they didn't fire him then. So I think that kind of felt like the beginning of the end for Davey. I didn't think there was any chance that he was returning next season as the manager. I didn't necessarily think that this would come with Mike Rizzo getting fired. But ultimately, that's the decision that they made. Real quick, we're going to get to Mark Zuckerman coming up at the bottom of the hour, 1:30. But we did get positive news yesterday. Haven't really had a chance to spend time on this today. James Wood and Mackenzie Gore were both named All-Stars. Pretty cool to see both those guys getting into the All-Star game. Even though the record hasn't been good, I think you could have made the case for CJ to be there, but a ball club that is 37-53 isn't going to get three All-Stars. Mackenzie Gore is awesome.
When your team is 37-53 and you get two guys in, they could have gotten one and satisfied how they wanted to do. You got to have a representation from one side. When both guys get in, it lets you know how good those two guys are. You know, they are saying, okay, team not very good, but these two damn guys, they are unbelievable. So they got both of them in. If CJ had gotten in, it will tell you even more about how much they are seeing that these individuals are doing so great. Because All-Star All-Star is an individual accolade, but the team's success helps you get into it even more. Because if they were 50-something and 30-something, you got three in there easily.
Yeah, 100%. And I think seeing James Wood this season has been special. And I think he's going to be an absolute superstar. And it's one of those things where I don't even think you have to say going to be. He already is a superstar.
He's already done that.
He's so good. He's so fun to watch. And that's what makes this season so crazy and difficult and hard to fathom is James Wood has been so fun to watch, and he's been so good. And yet the winning hasn't been there. When you look at Mackenzie Gore, he's been awesome this year, been a thrill to watch. And the ball club has a losing record on days when he starts. And it's definitely not his fault.
Nope.
It's just, it's a weird spot to find this team at, but you at least have some bright spots that you feel like you can build on, because even though it feels doom and gloom about the team right now, if something were to change, whether it's the general manager is able to bring in people, whether they actually go out and spend money and sign people, you've got guys that you could build around right now on this ball club.
Yeah, you have guys, more than just those two guys, too. And I think the thing of it is those guys aren't satisfied with where they're at right now. And when people ask me questions about Jaden, you know, and we'll talk tomorrow about that, Cam Newton hating ass. when you have guys Auburn that have that level of success, okay, and then they still don't seem satisfied with it, it lets you know you got somebody special.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys are just satisfied when they get to the pro level. I'm being honest. They don't believe they have to work because, oh, I'm in the pros now. No, no, no. You got to work harder because the guys against you don't make a lot of mistakes like you're used to in college. And I look at Wood just like that, Gore like that, Jaden like that. You know, Bub, we talk about the Wizards like that. You know, you look at Obi from beginning to end, and end is coming soon. You know, he's always been like that. So when you find those guys that are always trying to improve, it lets you know you have somebody special. They may not get to where they go because injuries happen in sports, but they're going to do everything they necessarily need to get there. They're never going to try to use a shortcut, per se, like a lot of guys do.
Going to continue to the Nationals talk for just one more segment. Mark Zuckerman from MassinSports.com. He's going to join us to give his thoughts on Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez being fired. Keep it tuned right here to the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. B. Mitch, you know it's a big baseball day or there's big baseball news when we spend the whole day on B. Mitch and Finley on baseball.
I tell you.
And we're going to continue with the baseball trend.
For people out there that thought I was trying to avoid talking about, I'm not trying to avoid talking about anything. But we talk about every sport. And right now, when you have a manager and a GM being let go, that's more important than anything right now.
Yeah.
I have no problem talking about Terry. And we will talk about
Terry
but
tomorrow.
I'm not going to speculate anything. So if you're looking for speculation, tune into other shows, not this one. I don't speculate.
Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV from massinsports.com, is Mark Zuckerman. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Nice quiet off day here. Nothing really to discuss.
I wish it was quiet.
Yeah, what'd you make of yesterday? Did you have any inkling that this was going to come down or anything? And how shocking was it to you when ultimately you got the news that Davey and Mike Rizzo were let go?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw it coming yesterday, at least. You know, once they go through the 11-game losing streak, you kind of, your ears perk up and you're thinking, okay, I may need to be on alert here and be ready for the potential of something happening at some point. But once they made it through, specifically Davey, once he made it through that, they played better on the West Coast. You know, they won 2 out of 3 from the Tigers to start the homestand. So in my mind, I really wasn't thinking in those terms as far as anything happening immediately. I was maybe thinking something along the lines of the All-Star break to be paying attention to. And certainly in Mike Rizzo's case, I didn't think that would be something that would be addressed until the end of the season. So I was very surprised that that move was made, you know, when it was just after they get swept by the Red Sox. But when you look at it, you can say what we've seen over the last month in particular on the field, and then over a longer stretch of what you've seen throughout the organization and where they are as they try to build a championship team again, you can understand why ownership got to a point that said, this isn't working. If we kind of already know that we're not going to be bringing guys back or not picking up their options for next year, maybe we just go ahead and make the moves now instead of waiting.
It seems kind of strange that you have no one. Well, now they finally, I think they offer someone the job. But when I see people getting released, the importance of having that coach who directly talks to the players, moving right into that is vitally important in my mindset. They didn't have that available yesterday. And it seems like they weren't prepared, in a sense, to let both people go. My thought was like, oh, you went to David and went to Rizzo to say, hey, we need you to fire the head coach. He said, no. And then they say, okay, well, we'll let both of y'all go. That's what it seems more like to me.
You know, I've heard that line of thinking over the last 18 hours, and I don't know any of it to be sure myself.
Yeah.
But I can understand why that would be a conclusion that people would draw, and I'm not going to discount the possibility that that's what it was. I do think you make a good point that usually when you fire a manager, you have somebody ready to go to step in. And sometimes that's your bench coach. Sometimes it's your AAA manager. Sometimes it's even somebody from outside, but you've been working on this for a while and you prepare it. And what you saw here is that it does look like everyone's kind of blindsided by this. Now, Miguel Cairo, their bench coach, very close with Davey, has been with him the last couple of years, but has known him in baseball for a long time. Managed briefly for the White Sox a couple of years ago at the end of the season when Tony La Russa had to go on medical leave. I don't know that he has necessarily aspired to take over this, and I'm sure as a close friend of Davey, this would be a very awkward situation for him if he does accept it, if they do offer it to him. So you have that. You have Matt Lecroy at AAA, really beloved guy who's been in the organization since 2009 at all levels, has managed everywhere. But his team at AAA has an even worse record than the Nationals do at the big league level. And, you know, he's a 49-year-old who can be a little rough around the edges, a good old country boy from South Carolina. I don't know how he would come across as a big league manager necessarily. So it's not like they had an obvious replacement in-house, which is one of the reasons that I thought this might not happen for a while, because usually you would have somebody ready to go if you felt like you were going to make that move.
Talk with Mark Zuckerman from MassinSports.com here on the Rude Guest Hotline. B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP this week. The timing a week out from the draft, you know, just 6 days away from the draft now, is a little bit strange to fire the general manager. There's, I guess it's happened once before with the Royals back in the early 2000s. Do you feel like there was anything to do with the draft that was involved in firing Mike Rizzo, or was this ultimately just, we're going to make a move now and it just so happened to be a week out from the draft?
I think it's more likely that. I think it probably had something to do with the timing of these contract options that were, you know, due at some point in July, which is a little curious anyways. Like, why would you have a GM's contract option have to be picked up right in the heart of one of the busiest times of the season? But my guess is it had more to do with that than anything. And, you know, I'll say this. They've known they've had the number one pick in the draft since the lottery in December. They've had plenty of time to evaluate and scout. And Mike Rizzo and all of his guys were out there watching these various players play over the spring and into the first part of the summer. I don't know for a fact that they had already picked who it was going to be, but they probably have a pretty good idea who the choice is. And so I don't know that his dismissal is going to change a lot in that regard. You have some very experienced, very well-trusted people who run the scouting department who ultimately make that decision. I don't think Mike DiBartolo is going to step in and say, no, this is my call now. That's not really who he is. That's not his background. So I don't know that it would make a difference one way or the other, whether Rizzo was still here or not, as far as who they end up picking. I'll say this, and I don't know if this went through the learners' minds at all, but if one of the reasons that you decided that you need to make a change of your GM for the first time in 16 years, if one of the reasons is that you look at their drafting and developing over a decade now and at the lack of quality big league players that they've produced, then maybe you're saying to yourself, do we want him to be the one ultimately selecting the number one player in the draft next week? Is that a bad look if we believe that ultimately he has not done a good enough job in that regard? So I think that's, you know, an interesting symbolism, at least to the timing of all this.
For I don't know, DiBartolo or DiBartolo, however you pronounce the guy's name. I don't know what that is. Can you tell me what you know about him?
Yeah, Mike DiBartolo. Okay. He joined the team in 2012, actually, as an intern, and has worked his way up to becoming the basically top assistant GM. They have several assistant GMs, but he's been the top guy for several years now. Completely different background than Mike Rizzo. He's in his 40s, I believe. He went to Tufts and Columbia Business School. His background before baseball was working in business investments and analytics. So it's not a scout's background at all. Completely different from Mike Rizzo. Now, I think he's been an important voice in the organization, kind of behind the scenes here for a while. Someone who I'm sure in his mind has always thought that he could be somebody who could run an entire department. We'll see. I mean, this is the move you make when you decide to make an in-season move. You promote someone from within. He's going to have, you know, 3 months to kind of be on trial and show everyone what he can do. Is he ultimately one of the top candidates for the job long-term? I don't know. But he's going to get a head start at least over anyone else they might decide to interview when the season is over and make his case for it. But it is very different. He has not been out front very much. I've talked to him all the time. He's around a lot, but not somebody who seeks a lot of attention Not real, a lot of media experience in that regard. But you know what? Neither did Mike Rizzo have any of that when he first joined in 2006, and he came a long way.
Yeah.
Talking with Mark Zuckerman from MassInSports.com on the Rude Guest Hotline. Mark, do you get any sense that this is going to change the way the team operates, whether you're going to actually see them spend money in free agency and go sign guys, or even just in terms of the way that they're running their baseball operations, where maybe they become more analytically driven and they go hire a general manager, whether it's DeBartolo or whether it's going and signing someone from, say, the Tampa Bay Rays to try and go with that approach? Or is this just, it was time to move on from Rizzo and Davey?
I think that is the number one question here, Toby. And are they just saying, we think we do things the right way, we just need some different voices in charge? Or is this ownership saying, the way that we've gone about this hasn't worked and we need to do a complete revamp of everything? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure anybody knows the answer to that other than the people in charge at the top of the organization. I would love to hear more from them about what their vision is for all of this. And truthfully, if I'm a candidate for the GM job or the managerial job eventually, I've got a lot of questions for Mark Lerner and company. Uh-huh. What is your short-term vision? What is your long-term vision? Are you going to treat this like a big market team? Are you going to treat this like a small market team? Are you open to doing things differently, more in the analytical side? Are you open to investing in a lot of things that don't just involve major league players and payroll, but other things across the organization? These are all really important questions about the direction the franchise is going. Oh, and by the way, are you still looking to sell the team, or are you committed to staying here for the long term? Are you going to operate this like you used to when the team was an annual contender, or like we've seen the last few years? They have to answer those questions. They need good answers for all those questions, whatever those answers are, so that the people they end up hiring know what they're getting into. And, you know, I would love for the Mark Lerner or someone else to come out and kind of tell us all this. But to me, it's even more about what you say than what you do. Let's see with your actions what your intentions are and how you want to proceed running this organization.
Do they understand that they don't have no buffer no more? You just let go a guy that's been around for 20 years and a lot of people like him, and now you just let him go and you're going to be bringing in a guy. Well, you got a guy right now that have no experience per se. All that blame goes to you. And when fans start going straight to you, their response to you is going to be a major difference. So if you're not going to spend money, you may as well let it go.
It's a great point. You know, Mike Rizzo took a lot of bullets on behalf of the Lerner family for a lot of years. And not to say that he wasn't culpable for a lot of his own decisions that he made, but yes, he was the one who was put out there to have to answer a lot of things that maybe he shouldn't have had to answer, or to say things that he knew weren't 100% true, but didn't want to make his bosses look bad in the process. So, I hope they do realize that. I hope they proceed here with really a different vision for how they can operate. And that means both, as I said, their actions, but also how they present themselves publicly. I mean, they say very little publicly. It would be great to hear from them. What is your intention? What is your vision for where this is going? And I don't know if they're the types to make that kind of change. They've been doing this a long time, not just in sports, but in business. So I don't know if they're suddenly going to change their whole approach to everything. But you're right. The spotlight is now entirely on them because you just fired the only other two people who had been commanding the spotlight.
They don't have the press secretary anymore. That's how Mike Rizzo was. He was taking the bullets for them. They won't be taking them no more.
Real quick, Mark, I want to get your reaction to this. Barry Sferlugo wrote a really good piece in the Washington Post talking about them getting fired, and he had mentioned that he felt the vibe going down in spring training, and he didn't write it, I guess, just because he didn't know if it was fully true just from being down there for a week, but he said he got the vibe that Davey, Rizzo, even the players to an extent had gotten too comfortable. You're in there darn near every day. Do you agree with that? I've been over there as well, and I can kind of see where Barry's coming from. Do you agree with that they'd gotten maybe a little bit too comfortable and almost complacent?
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable conclusion to come to without really knowing what's going on inside anyone's heads. I think that the real tell of all that is that whenever something didn't go right, whether it was an individual game or a player or a, you know, road trip or decisions that were made, blah, 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 how often was there any accountability for any of it? And that can mean, you know, players getting benched for not playing well or not performing well or sent down to the minors. It can mean, you know, the manager and his coaches who took a lot of heat. you know, they were all retained, not just coming into the season, but they were all retained back last August when a lot of people thought, that seems a little odd. Why are you doing that already when there are some serious questions to be asked? And then in Mike Rizzo's case, somebody who seemed to be made out of Teflon, given his longstanding relationship here with the organization. But it did feel like even when things didn't go well, signings, games, decisions, you name it, that there weren't really consequences for it. And so I could see how that might have lent itself to a sense of complacency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, I'm not that worried. I'm secure here. Now, listen, they won a World Series, and that bought them a lot of goodwill for a long time, and rightfully so. But eventually you do have to prove that you can do it again, and we got to a point here where it just wasn't happening.
Mark, real quick, do you think Cairo takes the job, or do you think it's going to be Lecroy?
I think it's an awkward situation for Miguel Cairo. It's up to him, ultimately. I'm sure Davey would tell him, do it, do what's best for you, but he may feel a sense of loyalty and doesn't feel like that would be appropriate. So if it's not him, I think Lecroy, or the other name I'd throw out there just from speculation, would be Randy Knorr, who's been in the organization for a really long time, very well-liked, actually lost the job to Matt Williams many years ago, maybe could have been hired back then. Who knows what the organization would have looked like in that case.
Mark, well, I appreciate the time and plenty of stuff to write about. We didn't even get to talk about James Wood and Mackenzie Gore being named All-Stars. It's kind of a shame that all that stuff overshadows it.
It's very unfortunate timing, indeed.
Well, Mark, appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bye, man.
That's Mark Zuckerman of MassinSports.com. Coming up next, we'll get to Heard It Here First.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card. To learn more, terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
First, final couple minutes of B. Mitch and Finley on a Monday. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. We've spent plenty of time talking about baseball today. The crazy news that we got last night that the Nationals were going to fire both Davey and Mike Rizzo. They have the day off today. They'll begin a three-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow. They're already out in St. Louis, and then they'll take on the Brewers for three before they wrap up before the All-Star break. Did we get your reaction, B. Mitch, to James Wood being in the Home Run Derby?
Oh, no, but I'm happy.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I want to see it, man. Listen, I know people who used to always say, oh, no, it's going to mess up their swing in the second half. No, it ain't. He swing for home runs a lot. He has natural power where he doesn't have to go out of his way to hit him. So it doesn't bother me.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Were you big into those like skill competitions? You care about those sorts of things, like the Home Run Derby or basketball, like the 3-point contest?
Yeah, when I went to the Pro Bowl, hell, I was involved with the little skill competition thing.
Which ones you do?
Well, they had like the running. We had a team. It was me and Ironhead Haywood. You basically go through like the running through the dummies, the little football thing.
Yeah.
You have to do agility drills, and you basically like a relay. And we end up winning it, so it was all cool. Won another little five figures.
Was that out in Hawaii?
Yeah, one of the extra five figures there.
Feel like would you hate that they don't have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii anymore?
Yes.
Like it needs to be.
I don't want to go play flag football and video games. I want to go play football. If I'm in the Pro Bowl. Let's play. The Pro Bowl is about being in Hawaii playing football, not in Orlando playing video games. Nah, that's not impressive to me.
I don't like how the Pro Bowl means nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who was – Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl a couple years ago as the backup quarterback.
He was a backup quarterback. Yeah, he was a backup quarterback, but he was like the third or fourth guy that had played up there in Baltimore.
Do those sorts of things matter in contract negotiations? Do you guys bring that up?
You bring them up, but you think ownership don't know that you were in it because everybody else didn't play?
It's true.
You know, so they'll like I said, they never remember what you do well. So if you go in and you say, "Well, I'll play in the Pro Bowl," they're like, "You shouldn't have been there."
I mean, because it's one of the things that I hate about fan voting.
Yeah, it's like, but the thing of it is like, fans are not going to vote for the players on other teams.
Players to be there.
The players don't vote for the best players.
It's true.
The players are not going to, they think voting for the best player on an opposing team is going to hurt their player, they're going to vote for the guy that they know not going to get a lot of votes. That's why sometimes when you look at the Pro Bowl, you go, how did he get in? Because maybe three or four teams were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, nah.
Let's get to Heard It Here first.
Landfill gonna get beat up as soon as we are done. So. a team of Ironhead and Shinehead. Bastard.
I'm just happy I'm in all week this week, B. Mitch, so I can actually get a win on Heard It Here First. So, White Brian, keep track of all these picks because I'm winning this week.
All right.
We're going to make sure that I win this week. Anyone have any good picks?
We never have good picks. We just pick.
Give me...
Nope.
Give me the San Francisco Giants tonight and give me the Texas Rangers tonight.
I'll take the Cleveland Cavaliers over the Milwaukee Bucks. E-basketball, baby.
E-basketball? Come on, man. I don't even know what I've seen this pop up that you could bet on this. Are they just playing 2K?
Yeah, that's all e-basketball is. I was telling JP and B, like last week, I won some money on the Call of Duty championships. It's a real thing. We are in that time in the world where people are getting paid to play video games.
B. Mitch, what do you think... How much do you think I'd be favored against Jeff in a football game in Madden?
We could play after work, Cody. We could play
Toby. I just think that just like in regular professional sports, people do get paid to play, not everybody. And less people getting paid to play video games.
Yeah.
And they're getting paid less money than the guys that are playing professional sports.
Yeah.
So but yes. everybody can't play professional sports, B-Mitch.
Everybody can't play video games. So that's what I'm trying to say.
But it's a real sport. We're going to stop.
It's not a real sport.
We're going to say that because, you know what? Hey, man, I'm not putting my money on. I wouldn't put my money on you to win no game.
All right, well, put your money on Toby against me.
I'm going against Toby. Give me the Phillies. and give me. I'm going against Toby. The Phillies and the Dodgers tonight.
That's probably not a bad pick. What do you got, White Brian?
Taylor Fritz, -4.5 games.
Who?
American tennis player.
He was watching some American tennis, watching Ben Shelton earlier. Landfill, what do you got?
I'm taking the Reds.
There's no soccer to bet today, is there?
No, I don't think so. I'm taking the Reds because they're playing the Marlins, and the Marlins pitcher is named Junk.
Were you disappointed?
Hey, he may be throwing some good junk tonight, though. That's what I'm saying.
Were you disappointed that last night, USA-Mexico, the Mexican player just literally put his hand on the ball in the box and they didn't call a handball? Did you see this?
I mean, it definitely seems like that was a handball.
It was 100% a handball. U.S. got screwed last night. Regardless, they'll be in the World Cup, and they'll actually have their A squad. Hopefully, they can actually win some games. Appreciate everybody that joined the program today. Appreciate Bobby Blanco. Appreciate Chris Miller, Mark Zuckerman. Appreciate everybody that called in. Big news day for the Nationals. We'll get back into our regularly scheduled football programming tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley signing off. Grant and Danny coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.